So give you one of the cases where did not come first the sukkah and take out the first nevela. That's not the case. Still, have min uminai. Even if the first piece of meat is still here, but I still tell you, have a min uminai. True, that piece of meat is here, and there are other pieces of meat. So the meat does not become both than other pieces of meat. But there's still v'dav ha'achar. There's other things in the pot besides meat. There's soup there. There's other things in the pot. So then the klal is, v'chol min uminai v'dav ha'achar, like here. One piece of meat of nevela falls into a few pieces of meat, but there's other things in the pot also. There's heter, there's other heter there. There's juice there. There's vegetables there. In such a case, what I should have said is, simlek es minai kimi shenai, take out these other few pieces of meat, enochanami. When the piece of nevela falls in, so the other few pieces of meat does not help to be mevatel the nevela, because it's min de minai. So take those pieces of meat as if they're not here. Consider as if they're not here. And what's left? To shame the minai, just look upon the juice that's there, the vegetables that's there. And if so, Rabba love him of Atloi. So I would have said then that this piece of nevela that falls in should also become bottle. Because since you take out the other pieces of meat, what's left? Just the juice and the gravy you're facing the vegetables. So that all could go against the first piece of meat. And therefore would have been bottle. That's what the Chiddush tell us. No, that since at the beginning first you cooked up that piece of meat with the other piece of meat. So they became Nas Nevela. Once they became Nas Nevela, so now how much Isser is here? Three pieces. So now you have to have 60 times all six, all three pieces, and that you don't have. That's the Chiddush. Or that's what Rav meant to say. That the Chiddush is that he cooked it first, then the Nevela was just the other two pieces of meat, nothing else there, but since at that time it wasn't bottled, so then we say Nas Nevela. So now even though you have other juices there and other vegetables there, you need now 60 times all three pieces. Not just 60 against one piece. A kolpon is the Gemara, the famous klal, that we say chaticha asma nasas nevela. If the old tam kik or the tam of the nevela goes in, so that piece of meat mamash changes over to become issa. That's like a chesed yisura now, and now you have to have 60 times all those first pieces of meat that received the tam from the nevela. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says noyig b'tahira, the issa gira nosh applies to behemah tahira. But v'yena noy v'tmeya doesn't apply to behemah tmeya. Rabbi Yehudu Aymer af v'tmeya. No, it even applies to behemah tmeya also. Yeah, we'll see tomorrow what the machlokes is. Is the chal isra or not? Who does even on the behemah tmeya, if you eat to get a nosha, still doesn't have error. Omer Rabbi Yehudu, Rabbi Yehudu says like this. V'haloy mibnei Yaakov nesha get a nosha. The eat to get a nosha was chal right then. V'shaf the malach hit Yaakov at that time. The Adayim Behemoth Temeya Materaslam. At that time, there's no Issa Behemoth Temeya, Behemoth Terra before Mount Terra. They're not even a Behemoth Temeya. And still, the Terra says, like at that time, they're not allowed to get a Nosha. Because either get a Nosha applies even to Behemoth Temeya. Or Mullah, the Chomsa back of you to know. They see my name, and no, it's not true. They used to get a Nosha really his first Chab HaSinai. But Shinifta Dem Kaima, the Terra just writes at the place when it really happened. But the Azora is on a Negeya later, Beshaf Mount Terra. So that time the Torah says if you don't need a behemoth Torah, not a behemoth Temeya, then a behemoth Temeya does not apply the Yisr of Gidon Osha. And Rashi is Omoloi. Posek Zesh is Zero Love Yisina Nemus, Eba HaSinai. Ziyad Sinaf until HaSinai, there was no Azor, no Yuzuru. And Shinifu Ben Koyma, Liyachash Nehu Bissina, because of Sidu Moshe of Torah, because of the Mikra Zeh, or Maisa, Akenuz Ben Yisra, Rakhu Kaim. But Korpon of the Yisr's first Chaleda, at that time there was behemoth Tehiris, so the Chom Shifu is only applies to behemoth Torah, not to a behemoth Temeya. Yeah. Elimar says, is it true the sovereign of Yehuda is the chalal issa, according to view the Havminar is that if you eat the gira nosh of a behemoth temeya, you chayiv two malkasin, one for eating a behemoth temeya and one for the issa gira nosh. So who you see the issa gira nosh is chal upon the issa of a behemoth temeya. So the Mar says that's true if Yehuda holds is the chalal issa. I brought tiny learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, yo chotehei nevelas oif tamei. Mitama begodma beisablia. I would have thought the same. Somebody eats or swallows or kazayis of a nevela oif tamei. You have a dead bird or a tamadika bird. If you eat from its nevela, that you should become tamei. This is a locha by an oif tahora. By oif tahora, if it dies and eats from the nevela, it's mitama you b'shas you eat it. Now I would have thought to say the same thing applies by behemoth tamei. So Nitzimor says no. Tamlein the pasuk says Tamlein says. Nevela utrefala yechol. Letama bo. You cannot eat a nevela utrefala not to be matami yourself. So we dashin. Mishe isura mishrim batrecha nevela. There has to be a law not to eat this piece of meat because it's a nevela. Mashm, if it wouldn't be a nevela, you'd be allowed to eat it. Then the Torah says, if you eat it, you become tamei. But yotzeh goes out of this. Oif, tamei. Shein yisur mishum batecha nevela. This is not mishum batecha nevela. Elu mishum batecha tameya. It's a different instance. This is batecha tameya. That you're not allowed to eat a knife tameya. Not because of nevela. Therefore, it doesn't apply the prophet to say, l'tama bo, it's not matamiyu. So Rashi says what? Nevela trefla yuchel tama bo, v'nei shi matama biyachila zu. Nevela s'oif m'tukin to eskanim. Yevach hokakama. What yochel af nevela s'oif tome b'mash, matama bo nevela trefla yuchel. Mishisu mishum matrech nevela, ani yoyim l'chosh tome bo, yishen yisu mishum nevela l'mishum oif tome. Now, me to come, ain't assume it's in the veil, I'm a swilei, lay off the east in the veil of a chalis to tomei. That's the kasha. So if you go to svarom, that a oif tomeia, since that's the east of chal first upon this bird, so when the bird dies and comes in the veil, there's no east in the veil eating it. Why not? Even though the mice it's in the veil, because the old ain't is a chalisa. Like since first it's chal nisa tomeia on the bird, so when it dies, the east in the veil is not chal upon it. So there's no east in the veil on a knife tomei. That's why if you eat it, it's not metamiyu. A korban mistia korban of Yehuda ain't nisa chal nisa. Because if you hold that nisa could be chal upon a nisa, so even though the oif was tamei and it was also seeded before, but now when it dies, it should be chal a second nisa. It should become a nevela. Mistia korban of Yehuda doesn't have a shame nevela. See, if you don't say nisa chal nisa. Well, it says the chitay. Maybe you'll tell me the chitay. Maybe korban of Yehuda taka holds taka ain't nisa chal nisa. No, one nisa cannot be chal upon a second one. So why does it say in our Mishnah that the Yisri Gira Nosh applies to Behemoth Tameya? The Chitam, maybe you tell me, Gisava, he holds, Ein Begidim Berei Sintam. Hazeb Yud holds that the Gira Nosh has no taste to it. And therefore, Uve Tameya Nami, even by Behemoth Tameya, Yisri Gid Iker, Yisri Tumaleka, that's the reason why not Chayiv Mishum, that's the reason why Chayiv. Because since Ein Begidim Berei Sintam, it has no taste to it. So it looks like a piece of wood. So out the behemoth tamei shaboy, there's no Easter behemoth tamei on the gira nosha. It's not edible. It's only a special verse of course to the yichai feeding the gira nosha. See, even though true you hold a misachal lisa, the other pshat is there's no Easter tamei on the gira nosha. It's only also mishum gira nosha. That's why Abiyud holds maybe yichai to feed the gira nosha from the behemoth tamei. Maybe that's the pshat. So Mora says, mitamei nami yisur gidika yisur tamei leka. Someone says, is that true? The sovereign of Yehuda ain't begidim leis lam. Is that true? Can you tell us that Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no time, taste of eating the gid hanosha? But Tanya blown like this, the Gemara Pesachim, ho'echo gid hanosha shebehemet tameya. If somebody eats the gid hanosha, the shiara kevein, from the behemet tameya, we have Yehuda mechayev shtayim. So clearly yechayev twice. Bishum behemet tameya also. Rabbi Shimon poiter. So you see clearly according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say yesh begidim leis tam. It has a tam or the gid, and therefore you need to chayev twice. So why you chayev twice? It must be because it's the chalisa. That's kasha by nevela tameya by oif tameya. It has nothing that is the chalisa. It's worse like this. Really, kesav abudol yesh begidim leis tam. Yes, there is a tam in gidim. Uksava noy b'shlil. But he also holds that the yisa gid hanosh applies even to the fetus. Even to the baby when it's in the mother's stomach. If so, the Yisra Gid, the Yisra Tumah, Pahavi Adodi Kosi. I mean, as soon as the baby, as soon as the fetus is being formed, right away it's Chal the Yisra Tumeir on it, it's a Behemoth Tumeir, and right away it's also Chal the Yisra Gid Anosha. So like the Vatachas, they're both Chal together, that's why he holds both Yisra Machal. He's boiled the bird before, when it's alive, it only has Nisra Oif Tumeir. When it dies, you want it to get a new shein nevela, that's no ainis achalissa. But here, when the fetus is first being formed, both things are there together, the Issa Gid and the Issa Behemoth Tameya, they're both chal together. So Mor says, is that true? Omi Mortis Amr, is it possible to say that noi bishlo, that the Issa Gid and Nosha applies even to the fetus? Is that true? The Yotanan learn like this, noi bishlil, that the Issa Gid and Nosha applies to the fetus. That's Tanakamo. But it says clearly, Reb Yehuda Reimer, ain't a noig b'shlil. If you don't know, It's not noy b'shlili. He says clearly that there's no issa gidamosh on a shlil. And the chelbe muta, and also adin the chelif, if you cut open the mother's stomach, after you made a shchit on the mother, you're allowed to eat the chelif of the fetus. There's no issa chelif yet. So you ask the question, how come you hold the issa gidit chalana behemet tmeya, I should be ain't issa chalissa? So when says, no, I tell you, han immediately, when does he build all this svara gabi tahira? Only by a behemet tahira, there the issa gidit first chal after it's born. Why? Rachmanam, the Pasuk says, kol ba'behema teichlo. The Torah says anything inside the mother's stomach you might eat. Meaning to say, to shech the mother, whatever you find inside is mutter. So therefore, that shlil, the fetus you find inside is mutter to eat everything. You might eat the giranosha sheboy, you might eat the chelev shaloi sheboy. But the Pasuk says, kol ba'behema teichlo. But that's only by behema Torah. Abu b'temeya noig. But maybe by the behema temeya, since there's no head to eat what's inside the mother's stomach, maybe what in the giranosh also is also in the shlil, and therefore there be both chabav asachas, the yisa giran, the yisa temeya. So Moshe says no. Umi motzit amrit kinyi, is possible to say the tavayu pahadi adodikos, is it possible to say that both the chab at the same time, the yisa behema temeya on the fetus and the yisa giranosh? I go tanan learn like this. Al elu tumoi hanozim megaleich. These are the tumit that if a nozir touches while he's in nozir, he becomes tummy, and he has to start over again. He loses his first days that he counted, and he has to take a haircut and start over again. Which tumit does he touch that makes him start over again? Ala meis. If a nozir touches a meis, he has to start over again. When he after becomes tor, fi al kazayis min meis, he even touches a kazayis min meis. And at this, the kashlum, he had a question. What do you have to say this for? Al kazayis min meis megaleach, al meis kul lekoshrein. Like Madach, the only touches a kezayis min a meis, that he's megaleach, he has to start over again, so if he touches the whole meis for sure. What does that say both for? Now this, the Yom Rav Yochanan says, La Nitzuch, the whole chiddush over here is, Elo Lenefel, Shle Niskashru Evor Begidim, talking about the fetus in the stomach yet, that's so small, the Shle Niskashru Evor Begidim, that it's, the Evor's limbs inside doesn't have its veins yet. That what the chiddush is, that's called a mace. And if you touch the kazayas of that, you tell me that's the chiddush. As the lekka bearing kazayas boss of the kulay, chim di yisa sholay metam biyel, alma tchils mace from evorim akodim gid nufket. And the kazayas from the mace means the kazayas from a whole mace. When it says if you touch a mace, it means if you touch this fetus. And the chiddush is, even though there's no kezayis boser inside it, but since it's a complete fetus, you tell me yoso. So what do we see here, though? That when the fetus starts to be created, first comes the limbs, and then the gidim, then the veins first comes later. And so when the fetus of the behemoth temeya starts to be formed, first it's chal the yisa behemoth temeya on it, and then later when it grows a little bit bigger, then it gets its veins, then it's first chal the yisa giranosha. So then it should be kasha. How is the yisa giranosha chal? Let's say ain't issa chal issa. That's the question. Alma, we see here issa tumah, issa tumah kodim. The issa tumah comes first. So when it says no, afagav the issa tumah kodim. It's not true. The fetus starts to grow first without its veins, but also issa gid chalalayu. I tell you, if you would agree that the issa gid anosha could be chal upon the issa beim tumeya. Why? Shekain isur noy b'vnei noyach. Because the issa gid anosha is a chomadik issa. It's even the gay to b'nei meich. Rashi says, "Shkein issa chomer hu, v'yesh by koyach lochla lacherim." Or miya chumer shenay b'nei meich. Rabbi Yehuda Katan, like we learn, it says in the Mishnah. See, even though he said before by oif tmeya, the issa nevel is not chal, ain't issa chal issa. But over here, the issa gira nosha, which is a chomer, the issa could be chal upon a behemah tmeya. The Mor says, "They cannot bring a proof for this." The Katan says in the Mishnah, "Om Rav Yehuda says." The Giranosha was also ready way before Matan Torah, even to Bnei Meich. That's how Bnei Meich was mutter for them. So good, so that's the Svarna of Yudin our Mishnah. Viewed all the reason why the Yisra Giranosha is called upon Bnei Meich, because Giranosha is a Chomet Gisra, and even applies to Bnei Meich. Yeah, the Moshe says, like Dekan Rashi says, the time of Yud, that's the reason of Yud, the Mishum High Time, the Yalat and Yaakov, the Kardam Antara, but they know it heavy. Tzios b'nei Yaakov before Mount Terah called b'nei Meir, and that's what the Mishnah says before. That's the Chomer Dekisa. Kufo, we just say Hoichu Gid Hanosha Shabeim Etimeya. The Abuzu Mechayev Shtam. Who does Taka hold the Chayev twice? Because Taka say Yisachal Lisa on the Gid Hanosha. Because the Bishim point, the Bishim says no Yipot. He also doesn't know from this world. The Mishnah Bishim Monashoch. I Yisachal.